Yo, what's good, world? This is your man Jeff, aka Blacksmith, jumping off once again on the jump off with the Friday show. I know we've had a couple of suggestions. We're still not quite sure what we're going to call the show on Fridays. Nonetheless, we are back and better than ever. I have to my right, not virtually, but literally, the man, the myth, the legend, that dude named Dave. What's Gucci, that dude?
I'm here. I'm live and direct.
You ready to
get
hit?
A microphone? Get it in, son. What's up?
Now, I know I've been on a little bit of a hiatus. I know you're on
Yeah,
JD Report, the recent show.
fired you on
No, man. Ain't no
How
fire. You can't fire the originator.
The originator, yes, you can.
You can't. I'm gonna speak like Tretch. You can't fire the owner.
Look what happened to Steve Jobs with Apple. They fucked him over
originally.
Yeah,
see how he ended up.
He came back eventually. But it doesn't matter though. We got people that's built stronger that can develop
it. The jump off would not be what it is without yours truly.
We've been doing pretty good about you.
You've been doing okay. I would say.
I think
you've
been
been
pretty good.
You've been, I would say you've been doing pretty good.
Actually,
but it's still not still missing something though. You know what I'm
saying? On my ego high horse, I think I am the only person on the show who's done more shows than anybody on here. So I am the constant stable mate here. When you think about the jump off, the common denominator is that dude. If you want to do a historical analysis on how the show's doing,
okay.
So me being egotistical here, I think the jump off wouldn't be the same without that dude.
What I'm implying is that the jump off wouldn't be the same without any of us,
because
we are the jump off.
I think you're replaceable.
Oh no,
like Beyonce.
I'm irreplaceable.
No, I think you
to
are.
The left, to the left.
Yeah, exactly. You are somewhere right now. Because to my left, you can be replaced.
Oh, goodness. That's that dude named Dave for you. Crazy as hell. We're excited to record the show for y'all today.
So what's hype doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. I was not on the show earlier in the week because I had some work obligations. You know, you got to make that paper. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget bills. Got to pay those bills. So, you know, my apologies, team jump off fans for not. No, never that.
Yeah, you got some jump offs on the side.
No, no jump offs here.
Fuck the
Committed.
show. I'm going to go
Yeah, committed man.
You can be committed still.
Right now.
Hey.
If you can't be committed, then say but something.
Yes,
you're committed or you're not.
Yes, you can.
There's no.
Do you remember Pinky from Next Friday? He's like, I got a girlfriend and a wife on the side.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, so that you could have a girlfriend and a girlfriend on the side.
Wow, that's not how I operate. Crazy as shit.
I gotta ask you, man, because you ain't been on a minute.
I know, it's been a couple of weeks.
You know, I gotta give you some jabs, literally.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, left jab, bam, right there in the jaw. Take that.
I'm happy to be back, though.
Uh-huh.
To all the jump off fans out there, did you miss me? No Varnell Hill.
Oh, yes. That was actually on the other day.
It was that
yeah.
episode, one of the greatest episodes
of
Varnell Hill. Yes, I did. Hill, you see?
Are you gonna be in LA? See,
damn.
Damn. See, if you was LA, you would be on my show.
You'd be on my show.
I'm about to keep quoting that episode, man.
It's one of the best ever, man.
Yeah.
The best ever.
The best part, though, at the end, when Mark trying to come back and Michael Jackson getting his grip.
Tito!
And he throws the weirdest jab you ever see. It just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He's so straight and stiff.
Yeah.
His eye. And
then
Mark's like, you ain't so bad about your boys. He was,
hey, man, I'm looking at your Halloween 70s wig over here.
Oh,
that's Team Jump Off had a nice excursion last Halloween.
Yeah, that's my pimp wig.
And your pimp wig.
Yeah, you know, I was showing off my pimp status.
I meant to tell you, for this year, we're talking about possibly trying to be Ninja Turtles and trying to get everybody to be a different type of Ninja Turtles.
I was going to ask.
Would you want to? I've abandoned my unique Halloween ideas. I'm not going to fuck with that no more.
Okay.
It's going to be more mainstream.
Okay. I was going to say, maybe we can do like a theme.
Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah.
You know, I had
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles. No, Teenage Mutant Negro B-Boys.
What were you thinking of? What were you about to say?
I was thinking maybe we could. I was thinking about the other day and I was telling Nicole, and now I can't think. It's going to come back to me, but
okay.
When it comes back to me, I'll tell you, but it was this idea that I had. And I was like, yo, me and Jeff could be this, and Lily and Nicole could be this here, and that'd be funny as hell. But I can't remember off the top of my head. We were talking about it, but
yeah.
You know, you just brought this up now.
Right, right.
You know, but I'll bring it back up to you. Let's see what the fans think about this idea.
No doubt. So you can check us out as always, as you're doing right now, probably on our Facebook fan page.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we're at thejumpoffpodcast.com.
Website, baby.
TheJumpOffPodcast@yahoo.com is the email address. We're on Twitter and Instagram, but currently not really active on those joints. So get at us on Facebook.
I'm starting to feel a little. I've been going heavy on Twitter lately.
Oh, you have? I didn't even know. I don't know what you.
I won't be including y'all because y'all won't be on Twitter.
Okay, you be tweeting folks.
Yeah, I got a couple new peoples now. I've been kicking it with Leah, and then they got some people. So you know,
okay.
All of a sudden people will start saying, "Hey, what's up, y'all? What's up, Team Jump? I like your hashtag, Team Jump Up." I'm like, "Oh, what's going on, people?" You know, so now
this is really good.
Actually now officially, I've never been really on Twitter. I get on the fence. I'll get in the read stuff and I get up. I'm like, oh, fuck this bullshit.
Right.
You know, now I'm like, okay, I'm starting getting into it now. You know.
Okay.
It's kind of hard though. You know, I mean, 140 characters or less, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like to explain things and be kind of long winded. So, you know, it's not really my cup of tea, but I'm doing a little better now.
Yeah. Well, that's what's up, man. So let's get the proceedings proceeding. Well, first of all, I guess I got to give a couple of shouts. Shouts out to Michael Autry, Tila Helper, ALQ. All the new members on the Team Jump Off Facebook page, because we are definitely adding a lot of new members. Like Dave always said, we put in this community. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what, though? I feel a straight in my own community now, because everybody's posting on the page now, on the group page, and I don't know who the fuck you guys are, with respect. And so it's like, I don't feel like I belong in my own group page now. We started this group page, and all of a sudden now it's like, yo, who are these people? And then part of me's like, I don't want to comment, I don't know you.
Hey man, they're part of the family. Yeah, so you just comment, just put, they know who you are. Been into the show, know who you are.
I'm like, I'm annoying people now. Comment, I'm seeing all kinds of crazy stuff now. It's like it's not the norm now. It's completely. It's like, who are these people? I'm like, I feel like an outcast now. I'm like, this is when that we started. It's all good though.
Yeah. Well, I'll shout out some of our newest fans. We got Jason, Michael, Allison, Carol. Who else we got here? Elliot, Dallas. Stacey Thomas, Sylvester Williams, and Rogers Ryan. So okay, we got a couple new members on there, so shout out to everybody.
That's like last week.
Yeah, that's what's really good. Let's get to 1,000. We had 656. Let's get to 1,000.
Yeah, last month it's been ham. People just jumping on board. So yeah. Shout out to them. Shout out to Reach Around listeners who maybe listen to us now.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Reach Around converts.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, we're converting to, you know, the congregation. You know, we can convert different congregations to be a part of our people.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? We are... I'll let you use the wire references. What are we doing right now?
Hey, right now, like I was telling Jeff, I'm watching The Wire again. Anybody who listens to the show knows that I'm the biggest Wire fan. I start rewatching over again, episode by episode. I just love it. There's so many different references I find. And right now, we are The Wire right now, right? And what we're doing here, we out there on the corners.
We right? Corner boys.
Yeah, we out there on the corners.
No, we're not corner boys.
No, we're not.
Corner.
But we out there on the corners, right? And we out there putting that work in, because this show here is that package. We got that G pack for you fiends to go ahead and shoot this up into the ear so you can hear us right now.
We got that P pack, podcast pack.
That podcast. And I've already called myself Avon.
Oh, shit.
Jeff is Stringer.
Yeah, I guess I'll be Stringer.
JD claimed to be Prop Joe or Prop JD.
Yeah, Prop JD is,
But I said, though, that Jeff, but you being Stringer, you won't die.
It's not going to parallel the show.
That's what I'm paralleling.
You know what I'm saying? Scene by scene, Dave. Well, this is loosely based on The Wire. It's not an exact, you know.
Just because it's loosely based, we're still basing it. So
yeah, loosely.
Yeah.
This is an episode where, this is a series of where we all live.
Yeah, I know that. But eventually, Stringer dies.
In the show.
Yeah, in season 3, which is when the show is midway through. It was only 5 seasons. And then Prop Joe died at the end, which means that JD died.
So you say this is year 3 of the Jump Off. So you saying we only got 2 more years and Jeff Off will be over, period?
Hey, I just had my surgery, so that's like the version of Avon being incarcerated. You know, I just got out.
That's a stretch.
I just got out.
That's a stretch.
Hey, I was down and out.
So hey, why don't you go to jail for real? So to make this shit really real.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? You said just like you. So if I'm supposed to be passing, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, as Stringer Bell, why don't you go to jail?
I will, probably eventually. Remember, Stringer dies, Prop Joe dies, but Avon's still alive.
Who the fuck is Marlo, man? We gotta watch out for that nigga. He's coming up.
Oh, yeah, we gotta find who the Marlo is of this
black podcast.
Yeah, we gotta convert him to the co-op.
Yeah.
Shout out to all my Wire fans.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, if we get done with this, I'm back on season 3, like episode 9 right now. So when you leave, I'm gonna go on my HBO Go app on the Xbox Live.
You're doing a politics season, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, that's Hamsterdam.
Oh, yeah, Hamsterdam, my bad.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, well, let's get to proceed to see. First and foremost, we would be remiss if we didn't mention last night's game seven of the NBA Finals.
Woo!
I know that you and JD did an in-depth analysis of all the games of the finals up in two.
Yes.
Game, last night's game seven.
My prediction was wrong, and I was happy to be wrong. Because if you heard me talk, I made a prediction hoping to be wrong. If you heard me, because remember, I predicted the Spurs went 89-84, right?
Right.
The game ended up being 95-88. But if you heard, listen to the last show. If you didn't, go back and listen to it.
Yeah, check us out.
I did a very deep analysis on why I was hoping that I was wrong and went LeBron James to win. Even though I predicted the Spurs to win. Because it just wasn't looking good. No, throughout this whole series. And not about LeBron, just about the team in general, the Miami Heat. But it was I gotta say this, Jeff, as we get in here, this finals is the best finals I've seen in my lifetime. I've watched the NBA since I was born, right? I mean, you had the Lakers and Celtics in the 80s, you know, but in the beginning when we were young, it was on tape delay. The fact of watching something live and having the matchups were that. The Miami Heat strength or the Spurs weakness, and the Spurs strength or the Miami Heat's weakness,
right.
And the master of adjustments going back and forth like that, and then the tight games that we have. Overall, it was the best finals that I have watched in my life.
I would definitely have to agree with you. I mean, it was, you know, definitely action packed, and a lot of adjustments being made on both sides, a lot of drama. Subtext and storylines, plot lines, rather. And yeah, it culminated with a game seven that went down to the wire. It gets no better.
To the last 45, literally the last 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And even when at that 45 second mark, the game was not over yet because of what happened in game six when they were down by five, you know, 25 seconds left, and they came back and win. So even at the 45-second mark, it was still, you know, Miami had the lead, but it was still like, there's still a chance, because what we've seen so far in the series, what we've seen in the NBA, I mean, an 8-point lead is not even safe in 15 seconds. Look at Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
He dropped 8 points in 8 seconds.
Yeah, a little tall. In the
you
guard.
Know?
In the guard.
Yeah, exactly. So even then, I said, okay, you know what, though? You got Hall of Famers on both sides of the fence here. And I said, it's not over until I know there's no more timeouts. You're over the limit. And then you get to a point where it's a three possession, and then the other team got the ball. That's when you're really fucked. And once we saw that, you know, it's like, okay, it's now finally over.
Yeah.
But it was a great game.
Yeah, I summed it up on my Facebook page and also on the Team Jump Off page saying that the best player in the world prevailed. And from there, obviously, a lot of hate came out. A lot of people, obviously, too, who are hearing in the shot hate the Heat. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm going to say
is... My Facebook timeline was going off.
Like, fuck that. Fuck LeBron. Fuck that nigga.
LeBron. And his head banged.
Yeah,
you know?
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah.
But what I want to say about that is that he is, you know, clearly the greatest player in the world right now. And I, from a just a basketball fan perspective, I want to see people like him win championships and not see him be, you know, not see the what ifs and stuff like that, because you never know how that will fuck up somebody's psyche to be that heavily, you know, criticized and everything like that, and not live up to those standards. And in my opinion, it keeps the game and keeps interest in the game going longer, because, you know, people don't like the Heat, but if they win, it's always like, okay, well, who's going to beat them? Can someone beat them next year type of thing? It keeps it going.
And that's when at the last show, like, I explained that if LeBron didn't win this, he would be the modern-day Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah. Interesting enough, he's tied with Wilt for 4 MVPs and 2 rings.
Yes.
So hopefully he'll get past that. But yeah, even beyond that.
Yeah, but if he lost that, he would be in the Wilt category. I mean, Wilt, like I said, I explained to the last show, I don't want to go back into that again. Wilt was a freak. He was the best center, he's the best athlete player in the game. Bill Russell did not even have, you know, the stature as far as the physical abilities that he had. He just knew how to win. He just had that psyche about him.
Right.
If Wilt really wanted that, he could be. And I'd make a comparison with LeBron and Wilt in that sense, because just because you have all the abilities, things of that nature, there's something selfish in all these players to a fault that may cause them to fall short. Like I mentioned, that people thought Wilt Chamberlain, I said he wouldn't pass. So to the detriment of his own team, he had a leading assist 1 year. He's like, fuck this, I'm going to leave the assist. You know, he was passing his ass up. They lost games. He's like, hey, how many shots I get this game?
Yeah.
I told y'all I can pass the fucking ball, but look, you lost. I don't give a fuck. I can pass the fucking rock. You know, that's how Will was. He was a recluse in a sense like that. You know, it was really weird.
He operated in a vacuum.
You know, when you do the whole thing and you read about him like that, you know? And so that's what LeBron is, I was explaining, because of how unselfish he is to a point where it's selfish. Because you want him to do certain things that he does, that he knows he can do, but he won't do it because of his mental psyche.
Yeah,
you know. So, gotta say, like they're saying that he has the highest scoring average in Game Sevens in NBA history.
He does.
You know, and of course Michael's not going to be in there because I was joking around. Michael didn't allow you motherfuckers to get to Game Seven.
He puts your heart out.
Yeah, Michael. You barely got to Game Six.
Yeah,
man.
If you left, you left to get two wins in the series.
Yeah. That's basically what happened because people talk about, well, LeBron. I said, yeah, because Mike never got there.
Yeah.
During the championship run, it was like two Game Sevens, 92 against the Knicks. The Knicks were just, you know, they were the up and coming team at the time where Pat Riley put together that rough tactics, rough house basketball. He was Showtime.
Yeah.
All the years in the Lakers.
Right.
Then he comes to New York and he's like, I don't got Showtime here. So you know what I got to do? I got to reinvent my coaching status here because I can't do run and go catch you.
Right.
And John Starks and Anthony Mason, but I got some bruisers.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fuck these guys up with my bruisers. And that went Game 7. And then, of course, we had Indiana Pacers Game 7 and 98 with Reggie Miller.
Right.
You know, and people forget how good that Pacers team was. But those were the only two teams in the Jordan era that took them in, when they won a championship, seven games.
Yeah.
Now, we can talk about the Bull. You know, he did go to a Game 7 loss to the Pacers in 1990. It was a couple of the Game 7s. But when he won the clip, there's only two series, Game Sevens.
Yeah.
Mike said, fuck it. We gonna win this.
Yeah.
We ain't going out like that. Four or five games. Six because of the fact that something happened and I got sick or some shit like that.
Right. And I'm wondering too, with based upon what happened last night, is the team gonna, people are asking, well not, I'm not really wondering, but people are asking, is the team gonna stay together?
They gotta make changes in the big three. Bosch was 0-5.
Bosch and Joakim Noah. He
had 0
points.
But
Joakim Noah, that's what Steve A said.
Oh, yeah, he said that.
You weren't winning.
Oh, you think the Bulls could do
that
deal?
That was a joke.
Yeah, I know. The Bulls will look at Miami and say, you get the fuck out of here. You're paying Joakim Noah $12 million. You give it Bosch 17 to do fucking what?
Yeah.
What?
But you said, like, the Bosch has to definitely go. So
I mean, the team that's currently constructed has a chance to three-peat, right?
They do.
But when you got the best. But you got the best player on the planet, you know, anything can happen. And then, of course, you know, I saw the interviews with Wade and how he's going to let his knees.
He could go to Germany.
He got to do what he got to do, basically. But, you know, Wade is what's going to be Wade right now. The question is, even if Wade is a step off now than what he used to be, can he play at that level in the playoffs? Who cares about the regular season?
Right.
Right? Long as you win 55 games and you're at least a second or a third seed in the East, and you have some sort of home court advantages for the first one or two rounds, then you'll be all right because with the best player on the planet, you can offset home court advantage with LeBron James.
Right.
The question, though, is that Stephen A. made a great point. You got the Indiana Pacers, you know, they're going to resign David West. You got to. He's going to keep a little bit older, so he can come back a little bit cheaper, so he's going to hit the luxury tax, but it won't cost as bad. And you got Danny Granger coming back who can score.
And Roy Hibbert's going to be better.
The Bulls, we're going to have Derrick Rose back.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have Luol Deng back from the spinal tap.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the whole team's going to be healthy. The fact that the Bulls didn't have a deep playoff run this year and have this extended break that we're going to have, and there's no Olympics this year, the Bulls will be back healthy.
Yeah.
So, like,
maybe like on all cylinders.
Like Stephen A. Smith said, there's no way that Miami can win a championship, depending on the seedings, are that if you have to play Indiana, Chicago back to back runs. Your only hope, if you're Miami, if you have the number one seed and the Bulls the number two seed and the Pacers the three seed, you know what that means? That means the Bulls and the Pacers have to see each other in the second round so you can avoid one of those two teams.
Exactly. They pass each other out.
But if something happens and if you have, let's say, Miami as the first seed and then the Bulls will be the second seed, you know what Tom Thibodeau? I think the Bulls will be the first seed and everybody comes back healthy. The way Thibodeau plays his players and his team's team, Bulls will be the number one seed 2 years in a row before this year.
Yeah.
Well, even with Rose out from the lockout shortened season, they had the best record in the East.
Right.
Before Rose completely went down then.
Right.
So there's a good chance that the team comes back really healthy, the Bulls will have number one seed in the East. Then you're gonna have Miami as the second seed. right?
Right.
Then that means that Indiana will be the third seed. That means I would say the Knicks will be the third seed, honestly.
Yeah, possibly.
Knicks and the Pacers will be battling out for the third and fourth seed.
Yeah.
Depending on what the Knicks do to get better.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, but if you get Danny Granger back, there's a chance that the Pacers could supersede the Knicks, but the Knicks need another score.
Right.
You know? So Miami needs to make some change. They need some bodies in the front line. That's plain and simple. Because what the Bulls did with our B squad, actually our C squad, we went to depth chart to the third stringers.
Yeah, we did.
And even though we won five games, everyone, besides the one blowout game, the Bulls were everyone in those games.
Yeah.
So the fact that Miami could not convincingly beat the Bulls with people who are third string, and they were setting against Indiana, you know, congratulate LeBron and them for winning the clip, but next year, though, it's going to be even more harder.
Yeah. Yeah, but a lot of people are saying, too, what does this do for LeBron James' legacy?
Oh, it's intact now. Yeah. It's intact. But the problem, though, is that it's social media that didn't happen in the past. People still going to dog him out.
Yeah. They're always going to do that.
I mean, we were Bulls fans, so we were in a bubble, you know. We didn't care. It's like, oh, fuck Michael. So, yeah, that's what we got, six rings, motherfucker. You know,
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
That's how Miami is now. Yeah, we went to three straight finals. We got two rings. You know, fuck y'all, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
he got four MVPs, you know. I mean, he's just the best player in pipe, you know. But people don't talk about it. But his legacy now is intact now.
Right.
You know?
It is.
I mean, he's not going to be Michael.
Right.
We know that. We've seen this year. He's not built like Michael. Yeah. He's not an assassin.
Yeah.
You know, he's in between and Michael
his,
and Michael.
Yeah, right. And his game is not even like Mike's game.
Right.
Mike was definitely not a facilitator to that extent.
No. Mike is what Mike did. He would give you the ball.
Right.
And depending on that possession, if you got a foul or did good on that possession and the referee did something fucked up, he would say, okay, it's all right. If he gave you one shot and you just did something really fucked up, Mike will literally tell you, I'm not passing the ball the rest of the game. You get the ball coming from Scott.
Yeah, real talk. Mm-hmm. You need to realize that what the closest thing we see to Michael is Kobe.
Yes.
It's not LeBron. It's Kobe is the remix to Mike.
Yes.
And that's the one you compare to.
Yes.
That's the one that Kobe somehow gets seven rings and you start questioning, you know, who's better between them two. It's not LeBron. LeBron's different. He's his own man.
I forgot who said this, but someone made the point that if there was no Michael Jordan, we can make the honest assessment that it's Kobe the greatest player in NBA history.
Yeah.
When you think about it, because everything always comes to Michael Jordan, right? But it erased everything Michael did. And imagine all we had was from Magic, there was no Michael.
Right.
And then it went to Kobe.
Yeah, it'd be Kobe. They'd be talking about Kobe like he was Jordan.
And then, of course, we see how Kobe, as the assassin that he is, and the way he plays, and how long in his durability. You know, there's been seasons he played with a fucked up finger. He had to have surgery.
Mike didn't do that.
But he just went ahead and take that shit up. But the thing about Mike, stayed healthy, though.
Yeah,
that's the reason why. Mike never had no. He broke his ankle in second year. But after that, though, he
was interesting comparison to see how someone played through that.
Yes.
He
got hurt and played through it. Michael just never really had a make it. He got, you know, drunk a few times, you know, flu game. Technically, people say he was drunk and hungover. They'll say he had the flu.
Yeah.
I heard he was
poisoned.
Yeah, they said poisoned. Some people are saying, Tim Grover said that Jalen Rose was saying that off the record that Mike was drunk and hungover. But he said he knows personally what Mike was doing that night before.
Oh, yeah.
Jalen Rose said that. He said, I'm not going to say exactly, but it wasn't no flu that Mike had. He said, I got stories. That's what Jalen Rose said.
Wow.
But Mike never really got hurt after that second season.
Right.
When he missed games, because he got suspended for fights every once in a while, you know, or, you know, something may happen and, you know, just some mislaying stuff. But if you look at Michael Jordan's timeline, he played 82 games every year.
Yeah.
But Kobe is the remix to Mike.
Oh, he is. That's the closest thing we're going to probably ever see to Mike. And then LeBron is a hybrid. LeBron has some of that Scottie Pippen all around him, some of that Magic Johnson, some of that Mike in him. But he's not none of those players, though.
But you know what, though, last night, though, he dropped 37 and 12. I mean, that's the one thing I was hoping for. As much as I'm not a Miami Heat fan, right, we got to recognize people that you may not like the Heat. You may not like what he did when he left Cleveland, but you're not going to see a player like LeBron James ever again. Like, when we grew up with Mike, you're never going to see another Mike. We're never going to see another Kobe. These are great players. There are people that say they're the next, they never live up to it. Then you got these guys, they're the next, but they're not them, but they're just as great. They're great in their own
status. Yeah.
You know? And we're witnessing great.
Anytime we're able to be privy to a top 10 player of all time to watch that, you better relish.
Exactly.
and we're witnessing greatness, and he's in his prime now. He's 28 years old. He'll be 29 in December. He is in his prime. He does not miss games. He is a workout junkie.
Yep.
You know, he even admitted last night, so I'm going to take some time off. But when he says, I'm taking time off, it's like, I'm still going to work out. I'm still going to be doing what I'm doing. I'm just taking away from basketball. He's already thinking about, I got to stay in shape to get ready for three-peat right now.
Yep.
World people, you can hate him. I understand that. The decision was fucked up. You know, I mean, you had a Sydney in Cleveland who was always had bad luck and think that God is using them as torture for the rest of their lives when you live in that town to come to sports. You know, yes, he messed up. Yes, he did mess up. But at the end of the day, though, come on, it's sports, right?
It's just sports.
It's sports. And unless you work for that team and your job hinges on performances, then I can understand that you include the organization because he could fuck you guys.
Right.
And he could cost some jobs when they're cutting back to the franchise and he worth as much money.
Right.
But now we're seeing a player who's one of a kind doing extraordinary things. And when we see him, it's LeBron as everybody else now. Right, you know that you cannot stop this man.
Yeah,
when he's on his game,
there's no more comparing him to someone else in the league right now.
Right, is that he is the man? He's the face of the league now. It was Kobe for that period of time, you know, after Shaq, you know, he was second coach Shaq, and then he took over, you know. But it's him.
Yeah.
And as much as you hate him, you gotta recognize. You know, that's the one thing you gotta recognize greatness.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah,
you know, so 37 points, 12 of them. He shot 5 of 10 from 3-point range.
Yeah.
In a clinching game 7, he didn't shy away from the moment.
Yeah.
He actually took with the defense game and embraced the moment.
Yeah.
And then the biggest shot was that 17-footer off the right elbow that me and you walked, because we went out last night and actually watched the game together at a restaurant. And you couldn't get no more clutch than that 17-foot dunk.
Confidence, follow through.
It wasn't like he went and got a dunk. He came off the screen, he squared up, and then the guy came running at him and knocked that jumper down. And that was like a dagger.
Yeah.
Like, I knew there was still a mighty champion. We knew it was like, that's it.
Yeah.
You gotta love, I mean, you can hate the team. Here's what I say, though. If he was playing my Bulls, I'd be cursing him to Kingdom Come.
Right.
But since my team's not in there right now, I'm like, hey, man, it's a great player, man. You got a recognized game.
Yeah. Real talk. So we're going to put, I guess, basketball to rest for a while.
Yeah, we got that sucks, man. No Olympics this year.
Yeah.
The season's officially over now. I mean, Blackhawk's still playing. And Mike, obviously, I saw him comment. He listened to the show.
Yeah, maybe we should get him on the show to do a Blackhawk breakdown.
Yeah, he listened to the show. And he's like, because I was talking about hockey and everything. Like,
yeah.
So you want that hockey talk, put me on. I got y'all.
Yeah.
You
so
know, because we got a 2-2. At least we got Chicago Blackhawks in there.
Yeah.
And it's tied 2-2 right now. We've got game 5 coming up here. But no basketball, no international play right now. So we won't know. We have the NBA draft coming up.
Right.
And then after the NBA draft, then
all the trade rumors. But
trade rumors.
Except for this whole Clippers thing, but other than that,
you know, we got the, it's about the new show, I think, because it's just so crazy how that's going on between the Clippers and Celtics.
Yeah.
But then we got to October, man.
Yeah.
And that really sucks.
Yeah.
But
so I
guess we officially can put play-by-play basketball to bed right now.
Yeah, we can. But before we do that, one other basketball-related story was that there was an interesting commercial that aired during game 5.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
game 5?
Yeah, last Sunday.
Oh, that's right. It was Sunday. Yeah. Game 5.
Sunday was the Jay-Z Samsung commercial.
Wow.
Shout out to MagnaCartaHolyGrail.com. We give them a chance to put in because that's my money. No,
I know. Right.
But that fucking commercial, Rick Rubin, Timberland, Swiss Beats, and Pharrell, along with Jay-Z, just... I guess that was a studio. That's like a penthouse suite.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah. Well, James, he don't rock in studios like that.
Yeah.
He probably would rent out a spot,
have
important equipment there, hire some engineers, make sure all that shit's working properly.
Right.
And then it's like, hey, yo, fellas, I got everything that you guys normally use anyway.
Yeah.
Nothing's different. The same brands you just come up in here, let's rock.
Yep. And basically, it was a teaser from the album Magna Carta Holy Grail that's being dropped on July 4th. He has a joint venture with Samsung, but he purchased 5 million, I mean, well, 1 million albums from him, paid him $5 a piece, so they gave him $5 million.
Oh, that's the actual numbers? I was trying to figure out the number.
Yeah.
Can you say that again?
So they purchased 1 million albums from him in advance at $5 a piece.
Wow.
So they gave him $5 million for 4 million albums.
And in exchange, so anybody who buys the phone gets the album for free.
Well, what happens is, if you have a Samsung Galaxy S3, S4, or a Note, you can download the app on June 24th, the first million customers to download the app, this particular app, and it's a feature on the site. Or,
the app. Or you can buy the new Samsung phone too.
Yeah.
That's what they're really promoting as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. So that's basically what it is. I did some digging too to find out if this essentially means that Jay-Z is going to go platinum before his album comes out, and SoundScan is not going to include those 1 million buys. They're not going to
include.
Wow. But they're already projecting him to go, to sell at least 450,000 first week.
Wow.
So that's not including that 1 million. So he got the dough. He won't have the numbers of a million.
It won't be on the books.
Right. But
it's on the tape.
Yeah.
But
it's
he's getting paid like he got that.
But we don't know any platinum before he comes out.
Oh, yeah, it'll be platinum.
They said moving forward, they may actually tweak that the meaning behind it. They may actually tweak the rules behind that. So if, other artists do this in the future and they get album advance money like this, they may count as album sales. But for all intents and purposes, this time they're not going to do it.
Okay.
Interesting though. But yeah, but so he did that this Sunday game 5. It was very, very interesting timing. Why is that, Dave?
So here's what killed me though, right? Because no one knew about this.
Right.
Unless you work for the ABC network,
right,
and Samsung. And during the game, like I think it was pregame, they mentioned that
halftime,
Jay-Z.
I was like, that was shit. I was like, oh shit.
I went on Twitter right away, right? Twitter fucking blew up.
Yeah.
People was like, I gotta watch second quarter and then get into halftime. I don't know when this new Jay-Z shit commercial's gonna come out. What the fuck is Jay-Z doing? Pete, you gotta think about it. The way they did that, the marketing, just the announcement, because it's the finals is the biggest platform in the NBA. And then you watch the pregame show. And I never watch a pregame show, but then just the word spread so fast because of social media.
Exactly.
So like you had
exactly.
like basketball junkies like me and you was like, the premiere and Jay-Z, halftime. Then we heard it, then we talked about it, and
right.
the average person who watched pregame talked about it, then it gets on Twitter where it's like, oh shit, we gotta go ahead and what this new commercial, what Jay-Z doing in the finals right now? What the fuck's going on? Everybody's going, whoa, blah 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 blah. You
yeah.
know, it was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And so I normally I kind of tuned away.
Yeah.
I stayed on it. I kept it on because I wanted to see the commercial. I was interested.
That shit, man. I was like, the fucking beats. And most of you can tell it was Timbaland. That shit was nasty, man.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Yes, it was a very long, the whole process, the whole intro for the first,
yeah.
When it reached about 8 minutes long, whatever it is. And it's like a little mini documentary. Like, shining in black and white in this cool ass penthouse. And you got Rick Rubin still rocking a scruffy ass.
Laying
band.
On the couch the whole time.
Yeah.
He doesn't stand up.
No,
he always lays
no.
down. Why is he laying down the fucking time?
He's just comfortable now.
Yeah, yeah. I know he's like yoga and all
yeah.
this stuff. He's,
like,
he's like a hippie.
He's like the white Yoda of hip hop.
Yeah, he really is. I like that. The white Yoda of hip hop.
You know, then you got Timbo. You know,
yeah.
you see Pharrell.
Yeah.
And I was jumping around. Like Swissy's in there, right? And I'm telling you. Swissy got some hot beats, but Swissy don't even deserve to be there. He's like the rainbow.
Yeah, you could have had Dre there instead of Swissy.
Yeah.
You really been like, oh,
if,
shit.
If you think about the accomplishments of all these other producers,
right.
and then throw Swissy in there,
yeah.
when you compare it to the Beatles, and you got Ringo.
Right.
And that's what, I mean, Swissy is hot in hip-hop community.
Yeah.
But what Timbaland has done,
yeah. Yeah.
what Pharrell's done, groundbreaking music, and Rick Rubin, all three of them, groundbreaking material.
Yeah.
Swissy just makes Swissy's made hot joints.
He's a hot beat maker.
Yeah. But a good sampler looper.
Yeah.
But and then it's like, I was like, wow, I'm watching this. And then you're hearing the sample, you hear the raw.
Oh my God.
It's like you hear the make. I don't know about you. I like the make.
Yeah, the make. I know you put me on to those Just Blaze making us.
Yes, I like
videos.
That. There's also a video, too. I need to let everybody know. If you do a YouTube search on Pharrell making a song with this one girl, I forgot her name, back in like 2003, and he's on the piano. It's literally like tens of footage, and he's singing it out. He's like, in the shining time, he's like on the piano playing it. He's
yeah.
working on the bass line. And the whole time, he's still trying to figure it out. And then you see Chad come in, and he hears it. He's like, oh, that sounds good. He picked up a guitar. He's like, what you got there? And he starts playing the guitar, and it blends just like that. And it's just so spontaneous.
That's crazy.
And then at the end of the video, you see Pharrell. He's like, he starts singing, and then he come up the hook. And then, like, at the end, if you do a look in another link, you can find a song called Midnight Hour, for real. You can find a making of it. It's not
right.
a big song, but the track is hot, just the way he made it. He's like, I think about you every time. And I was like, okay. But that just brought me back to Pharrell.
Yeah.
Down there. And so, talk about dropping it on Sunday for an album that's going to come out, the first week of July, right?
July 4th.
Yes. So, 3 weeks of promotion? That's all Jay-Z needs, though.
Yeah. There was a colleague of Jay-Z who dropped an album basically with no promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
that would be Mr. Yeezus.
Mr. Yeezus. I mean...
Now what do you think? This is interesting timing that this Jay-Z commercial dropped on Sunday, mm-hmm. and the Yeezus album dropped the following, you know, the Tuesday after that. What do you think about that?
I was telling you this offline, and I want to tell the people this who maybe listen to this. There has to be some fraction of friction between Jay and Kanye.
Yeah, I think that should have originated when Kanye was over to say, I include that suit and tie.
The way Kanye did suit and tie, it wasn't like he was on a radio interview and he's like, it's a nice song, it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't do that. He was on performing a concert.
Yep.
And in front of
he was kind of like freestyling, talking.
Yeah, in front of 10,000 of people, he said, I ain't feeling that suit and tie shit. I mean, that's something that Ye should have done when 50 was battling back in 2007,
exactly.
saying, I ain't feeling this AO technology.
Exactly.
You know, and that post being your boy,
yeah.
you did Watch the Throne together. Y'all made millions of dollars
that's
together.
That's your big brother.
In 2007, you said, this is my big brother. And I know Kanye said that, you know, he didn't do no major airplay. He don't have a major sync on the radio.
Right.
He doesn't have any videos. He's been doing like a little projection
in
different cities.
They
did one recently in Chicago last week at the DeSable Museum.
Yeah.
He was out here. They did the same thing too.
They got the one with the American Psycho theme.
Okay.
That shit crazy, man. He did an American Psycho theme video, but nonetheless.
Yeah, so he did that, but he basically said, I'm not doing no promotion. I'm just going to drop an album just because.
Right.
And I explained to you, there's only two reasons why an artist does what Kanye does.
Okay.
When
you
do an album with no commercials, no videos on Washington Park, or, you know, no anything like that whatsoever, it's because you cannot stand your label right now because so many differences that you want to drop an album so you can fulfill your contract so you can get out of that deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Mos Def did back in 2004,
2005. Before the
Ecstatic? No, before the Ecstatic. Actually, there was an album before that,
okay.
and he was so mad at the label that he dropped an album. Some of the joints were nice, but he felt that I have a legion of fans who will purchase my music. I'm going to have a couple of joints in here, but the CD had no promotion. It didn't have no cover art.
Right.
You could buy it. There's a clear case, which is the CD.
Right.
It said Mos Def, right? And so that's one thing. He's so fed up with Def Jam. He's trying to get his contract. He's going to drop material. B, he thinks he's so fucking big, he doesn't need to spend his marketing dollars.
Right.
Depending on the way his contract works and things of that nature, he might be able to pocket that budgeted money and just put out an album because, hey, I'm Kanye. I'm no longer a hip-hop artist anymore. I am worldwide. I can drop an album, and once I do a few appearances, this shit's going to sell.
Right.
Or a combination of both.
Right.
Because I'm going to do this and still get paid and get the fuck out of Def Jam. So that's one thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even though a lot of the major promotion, even though Kanye's big, you're kind of behind the eight ball because the average person doesn't know it until it gets word of mouth to back to the average person, right?
Right.
But with that in mind, Jay-Z, on the Sunday before your album drops his monumental marketing ad campaign for your joint, his joint right now, that basically just crushes anything that Kanye wanted to do. Now, I don't know about you. I was talking to one of our fellows, and he was trying to make excuses. There's no excuse here. You make millions with this guy. This decision to drop this commercial could have came out a week earlier or a week later. Because the main thing for an album is the first week. That's when you make the most money. After you get past that first week, everything is downhill. Because the buzz is gone then. People can dissect the album then and say the album sucks, so it's okay, you may not buy it. The rush is on Tuesday. Jay-Z dropped this on Sunday. It just killed any kind of buzz. I wasn't really checking for Kanye because the fact he named Yeezus.
Yeah, that's another conversation.
That's another conversation we'll talk about another show.
Yeah.
We'll break that
down. Album's 3 out of 5 stars.
I think we should do an album review for Yeezus coming up.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Yeah. But that just shuts the whole shit down. I mean, you made millions of this motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's already not doing a marketing plan. And then you come 2 days, not even 2 days, like a day and a half, basically, and does this, and no one ain't talking about you now.
Right.
It's all about Jay.
Right.
So I don't care what anybody says, there is total friction, because if you made millions with somebody, you don't do that to you don't jeopardize millions in the future for something like this.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it as, you know, to a certain extent, some sibling rivalry possibly going on, that type of thing. And, you know, I guess only time will tell, because what I really want to see is what types of numbers that each of their albums are going to put up to see if it really affected, you know, to what effect it was. I do think that Jay-Z is ultra competitive and he doesn't really give a fuck, because another person out that dropped on the same Tuesday was J. Cole. That's Jay-Z's protege.
I think it's a difference though, because J. Cole has own lane. He's not big time like them too, right? J. Cole has a core audience of quote unquote backpackers,
yeah.
You know, and he's going to get support that he's going to get. He's going to sell no more about 200,000-300,000 tops for a lifetime of the album, maybe 400,000.
His first album would go.
Yes, I was going to say that. Before him go. Yeah. So that's always because the buzz, a new artist.
Yeah.
You know, he had a couple of nice joints in the radio, and he had, you know, Jay-Z backing him,
right.
Was pushed over the top. Now it's the second album,
right?
But you know J. Cole's lane. Not everybody is a platinum artist.
Right.
Some cats may only sell 200,000-300,000 copies.
Right.
But for a record label, they still could make money depending on how much they invest into that project.
Right.
And depending if there's a 360 deal on there, and then if he tours and makes money from the tour and the concert things of that nature, they might make a lot of money off that. You know, there's tiers. Like in the NBA, you got your role players who come off the bench who you may pay $2, $3 million a year. Then like I said, LeBron James, your max player, that makes $17 million. That's Jay-Z. Jay-Z's a max player. J. Cole's a guy off the bench.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to have a core following that. If he does 80,000 first week, I say that's a coup for J. Cole.
Yeah.
If he does 80,000, I say 7,000 for artist caliber. And he hasn't really had a huge marketing campaign. He had a couple songs on the radio that's been out for like months now. So
yes.
it's been kind of delayed for him to drop his new album anyway.
Right.
So if he does 70,000-80,000 units in the first week, hey, that's a win for Rock Nation.
It is.
But you're
seeing it different from a Yeezus standpoint.
Yeah, it's a whole
kind of
different thing for Yeezus. Because at any given time, though, after that first album, probably Jay's probably made all the money he made off J. Cole anyway. You know, he could easily just cast J. Cole in. It's like, yeah, J. Cole's nice, you know, but I know he's not going to be superstar status. He's going to be nice. He's going to do tours. He's going to, you know, have a couple of singles out, but he don't have that hit factor.
Right.
You know, he's not going to be Jay. He's not going to be Kanye. He's not going to be, you know, he's not going to be Dre or these cats like that. You know, he has his own lane, small little niche in the hip-hop community that people are going to support him.
Right.
You know, but this Yeezus thing, you know, Joe.
This Yeezus thing.
That's, I'm telling people, who does that with someone you made that kind of money with and the title issues that you have, and you know that he doesn't have no marketing and ad that he's got doing for his album, and you just go ahead and no one's even talking. I mean, people talk about it because Kanye, maybe because he got a baby he named North. You know? That makes no fucking sense. Northwest. It's a fucking airline. What the hell
is that? That name is not named North.
Yes, it is. North, they know Nori.
Oh, you're talking about, no, the baby's name is Cadence.
What? I was reading
Cadence
North.
Down the West.
I thought it was North.
Maybe we,
I read today North.
Okay, I thought it was Cadence.
Cadence? I read North today. The nickname of Nori. N-O-R-I. Please look it up while you're there. Just to double check that.
Yeah, double check.
I was reading online, and they said that it was North. What you got here? The first thing pops up is North.
Northwest.
I told you.
I thought it was Cadence.
Everybody, and no, the only reason why people talk about Kanye is because Kim gave birth. If Kim wasn't even giving birth to this baby.
Was that staged to give birth on right before Father's Day? Right before the album drop? Did they plan it out? C-section too.
Isn't it? Just fucking nothing now. He picked the wrong bitch.
Oh, damn, Dave.
I'm just saying, people. He picked. Kanye can have any woman he wants. Look at Jay-Z. Jay-Z has been methodical. And even though, you know, he probably got a Beyonce, you know, in a sense, the beginning, it's kind of creepy. Because he's, you know, he been trying to get her when she was 16. And then when she got legal, that's when he really put it on her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've been official since she was 20. You know, I mean,
right.
It's kind of creepy, you know. But that's what niggas do nowadays. I'm going to say, like, you see a fine young girl, he's like, I'm putting her on layaway. And when she's legal, boy, I'm tapping that.
Oh, layaway. That's hilarious.
But what do you think, though, about Jay-Z doing this a day and a half before Kanye?
Like I said, I think Jay-Z, he just wants to, he's very ultra competitive. He wants just to prove that can nobody fuck him, no matter if it's his little brother, whomever can fuck with him. And he just wants to let people know that he's still the best in the game right now.
I'm going to take it back even further now. This is what the beginning was when Kanye didn't show the loyalty to Dame Dash. Because remember, Jay would have been checking for Kanye.
Yeah.
He made some
and
hot
Dame
beats
Dash
for him.
Forced the issue.
Kanye made some hot beats. But I mean, Jay-Z's Volume 3 was some suck-ass shit. that was some,
with
and even rock, people like Rock La Familia, I wasn't rocking that shit.
No, I mean, Volume 3 was better than Rock La Familia, but yeah. But at Volume 3, he had his gimmick was used up.
But the beats on Blueprint, mainly by Ye and Just Blaze, that put, I mean, Jay-Z was already superstar, but he started hitting that low. It's like, you know how artists get there and they just dip down?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, he just started making albums, but he made beats. And Jay was not checking for Ye as an artist.
Yeah.
It was Dame who had the confidence in him to sign him, and then once he saw that there was money involved and everybody was feeling Ye, that's when Jay got on.
Yeah.
Dame was the one that pushed that, gave him the chain, pushed the album out, and then finally said, okay, let's see what happens, then we'll put this album out. You know, we're not that much advanced money. He's a producer, making his own beats anyway.
Right.
We don't gotta worry about paying outside money like that.
Right.
We know all we need is just a few marketing dollars, you know, and that's what happens.
Yeah.
You know, if anything, we have some hot beats on here, people make us check for that. Right. And what happened, Kanye blew up, and then that's when really you saw Jay hop on board.
Yeah.
So, like that, I want to put this out to the people there, is their relationship really that genuine?
That's deep, man.
Is it really? I mean, from a business standpoint, you know, it's like, they make some hot beats, Jay, I need you. But overall, he wasn't even trying to sign him.
Yeah.
He was like, basically when you're a producer, like an independent consultant. For a company,
basically,
you're on a hire by hire basis.
Mm-hmm.
You got a beat, okay? Here's a check.
Yeah.
You know, like freelance.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he wasn't trying to put him on a payroll.
Yeah,
like that regularly with benefits.
And when the Rock broke up, he still went with Jay as opposed to
he's
conflicted with that. Too.
But do you see the conflict right now? Even as time goes on, now there's, you know, if you're really that tight, and I wonder if it starts with Jay. Because even though he talked about how, you know, Dame talked about how their relationship disintegrated, look how tight Dame and Jay, they were together as pups.
Right.
And then, of course, I know there's factors why Jay went where he is, where he's at right now, right?
Right.
But, I mean, Kanye is just, he's a lunatic right now.
Yeah,
he's in that
mad genius phase, right?
But I just want to put out there, I'm not saying who's wrong or who's right, but who's loyal?
The thing about it, though, I think above all else, that they're going to eventually get to the point where if they have anything going on, it'll be squashed. They'll be recording Watch the Throne 2 either this year or next year.
The question is, you say that, but the question is, how fast will that be recorded, though, with this? I see that.
Yeah, probably start on next year.
When you're making an album, you're an artist. You got to have really true creative juices.
Yeah, it'll probably be next year.
And if there's a negative cloud in the studio, you can't make good music.
Yeah, I think just in 2013, you know, Yeezy go do Yeezy's thing, Jay-Z go do his Magna Carta Holy Grail thing, they go both do their separate tours, and then next year,
but here's the key,
they'll Watch the Throne game.
Here's what I want to correct before we end this year, though.
Okay.
Jay doesn't need Kanye to do a Watch the Throne album. The way Kanye's going right now, Kanye needs Jay more than Jay needs Kanye.
Oh yeah, that's always like that.
So if they get back together again, it's going to be Kanye swallowing his pride to say, you know, I fucked up. And then they work together again.
One thing I'm wondering, this is like something I thought of, really, this would be fucking crazy. As you all know, the Legends of the Summer Tour is starting soon. It's
that's right.
Jay-Z. Yeah, I'll be there with the one, aka Chris Atkins.
You can see some JT.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, no doubt. And they don't have anybody else build on the bill besides those two. Wouldn't it be crazy, though, if Kanye was there? Would you be shocked if Kanye came out and performed with Jay?
I don't think they would do that.
Just because it's the Chicago stop for the tour. But I don't even know they would, but would you be shocked if that did happen?
I would be shocked.
Yeah.
You know why that happened, though?
Right.
Because how much money they're making off this, I would just too like Kanye would, Jay would cut a check and get Kanye on that bill. They sold
I'm just
out.
Saying, just because
I know that.
The Chicago
I
stop.
I know, the Chicago stop, right?
Yeah.
But you know what, of course, that makes sense,
yeah.
Right? But when you're as big as JT and Jay-Z, you don't need Ye even though it's Jay's talent.
Oh, I know you don't.
It'd be crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
It'd be crazy.
You don't need it.
But you know,
I was wondering who gonna pop. If anybody pops up, we went to go see Watch the Throne. I thought somebody was gonna pop up. Nobody popped up.
Just the two.
That was shocking. No, nobody had
that was funny.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we got
it. You can touch the sky?
Yeah. And we got there, people, before we end this segment here. We were sitting in our seats, like, laughing and buying tickets.
Right.
And it was like, who's going to be the opening act?
Exactly.
And all the lights went off.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they had the two stages at the United Center. You had one at the far left-hand side and the one on the far right side. And also, you saw a spotlight with Kanye, the spotlight for Jay-Z.
That was
it. And that was it.
Yeah,
that's
how 3 hours. It was just them two.
2.5, 3 hours.
Going back and forth, doing their thing. They, you know, song by themselves.
You know what,
together.
I like that.
Yeah.
If you got artists who got a lot of material, fuck the opening acts. I came to pay money for these motherfuckers here. If you can go on for at least an hour and a half and just get the show kicked off, man, bring it on. Put on a hit. Not your number one joint, but put on a hit that I can get out of my seats and say, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And that's a lesson to most artists here. You got a hit, but it's not your number one joint. Come leave with that first. Don't leave with something that's okay that people be bought their hits to.
Yeah.
Come hard.
Yeah.
Build, get people up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real talk.
That's another music show.
Yeah, yeah. We'll you know, definitely table that conversation and bring it back. So let's
want to jump off fans to think about is what I said and what Jeff was saying here about the relationship between Ye and Jay. Because I did a lot of thinking about this in the offline, of course, like we talk a lot more because during the week and we're doing a show right now. But there's a lot of dynamics here that even though you're not in that inner circle, when you're not looking in, it just doesn't look right.
Yeah.
And we want you guys on Facebook to talk about this here. Let us know what you think.
And let's know your thoughts. So the last story we're going to talk about, I'll let you kind of explain what's going on with this whole Hernandez fiasco. Another sports-related story.
Yes, yeah, sports.
So let us know the newest developments with what's going on. Well, overall, what's happening, what the newest developments are.
Yeah, if you don't know, Aaron Hernandez, right? I just drew a blank. His first name Aaron, right?
Yes, it's Aaron.
Yes, sorry, I just drew a blank for a second. He's a tight end for the New England Patriots. And, you know, the Patriots have really changed their course of action, how they're going to do their offense. They run a two tight end offense where it just creates so many fucking mismatches. You have him and Gronkowski.
Right.
Rob Gronkowski. And with them two on the field together, they are explosive and they just create so many different things. Like, basically have a tight end that runs a slot, you know? But he's 6'2", 6'4", 240 pounds, and runs like a 4.5 40.
Crazy.
You know? So you basically think of a wide receiver, but he's 200 tall, 2 or 3 inches taller than the tallest wide receiver and got 30 pounds more, but run just as fast.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But he really fucked up this week. He was hanging out with his baby mama's sister's boyfriend.
Baby mama's sister's boyfriend.
And that means, well, Aaron Hans got a baby mama. Then her sister was fucking with this dude. Of course, he was a semi-pro football player.
Okay.
On Monday, they were hanging out. All of a sudden, later in the day, one day, said dude came up dead.
Just like that, huh?
Just like that. Now, when people heard that, I was like, oh, what the hell's going on? Because that detail doesn't come out yet, right?
Right.
So you found this dude in the woods. But then you see Hernandez, right, carved down the street not too far away from the body. So it was like...
Conveniently.
Yeah, and so this was I'm just breaking down real fast. I'm going to go real fast.
That's cool.
And then, like, when the police came to Hernandez's house... He was not being cooperative with law enforcement officers.
Now, a couple of things I heard. He gave him a broken cell phone.
Oh, no, I'm going to get to that in a second. I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
Oh, God, he's really fucked up on it. But he did not want to cooperate. Right then and there, enough respect. So all my minorities, I believe, black, if you Mexican, if you Puerto Rican, hell, if you mix, I know you don't have to wear mulattoes, but if you are mulatto, you know, if you are my
half-breeds.
Yeah, half-breeds. If there's a situation and you're not cooperating with the police, you're already fucked up. You're just as good as guilty, even though there's no evidence. So to all my minorities out there, if you're not Justin Timberlake and white like that, you gotta cooperate with the fucking authorities. I don't give a care about that not snitching shit. You fucked up. I just run with not snitching, but you're a minority. You won't cooperate. You're just as good as guilty.
Yeah, you better snitch because if you ain't snitch, you go fry.
So now then the details are coming out each day. They got a search warrant, and the search is happening and things of nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said they found out that he was in the car with him with two other people a few hours before he was dead.
Wow.
Okay, so it's like, whoa, hold up! What the hell happened? That happened? What? Okay. Now to backtrack, in February, someone claimed that Hernandez shot a dude in the face in Florida.
Yeah.
But that got thrown out.
Some fucked up paperwork.
Yeah, some paperwork, there's some technicalities that got thrown out, but they're going to refile the case, they said.
Yeah.
So you got that coming out, so yo. And also, he dropped to a fourth-round draft pick because he had character issues in college. Okay. Reason why he dropped to the fourth round. They said he was a high draft pick. You know, NFL players are teams are like, we can't drop that first, second round money on someone who could be fucking up.
Yeah.
If he's available in the third or fourth round, that's how I think. We don't pay that much money. If he fucks up, it's all good, though, because most fourth rounds don't last anyway.
Right.
So you get that detailed information, right, people? Then we find out, they get some more search, Mark, they back in the crib right now. Can't find out my man Hernandez went ahead and he destroyed his security system. So, you know, him being a baller, because last year he signed a 5-year, $40 million contract, $12 million of that guaranteed up front, plus another $4 million is going to come. So he has $16 million guaranteed total like that. So you got a nice house, you got to have security equipment and shit like that, right?
Right.
So what you about to say, he tore the security.
Yeah, they fucked up the whole shit.
The whole shit, there's no security. Like they know that it was permanently destroyed. It wasn't like a robbery or something. It was like, you ain't a robbery, why the fuck's broken? Then he broke his phone. And so they looked for the phone, and they hand over in pieces. So you fucked up your security system, you fucked up your phone, you won't cooperate with authorities.
You're guilty.
You hung out with the dude a few hours before the dude
you're guilty.
Dead, and he was shot in the back of the head.
Yeah, nigga, you're guilty.
Man.
Case closed, game over.
And now there was a warrant being issued yesterday.
Okay.
Remember I told you, but it didn't happen until today, so they never issued a warrant. The problem is they ain't seen the motherfucker since he drove to his lawyer's office yesterday. So they don't know where the fuck he's at right now. As we record this right now, 6:21 p.m. Chicago time. They don't know where the fuck he's at because he was at his lawyer's crib or at the office.
He was in Mexico?
No, he's in New England, so that's a nice little trip. He you know, he couldn't get on a flight that fast.
Yeah.
Unless he got a private plane, but he ain't balling like that.
Yeah.
So I said, Jeff, I gotta throw these details out there and tell people about this. It's one thing to read a story, but another thing that someone explains to you how fucked up this all sounds right now.
Yeah, this shit is crazy, man.
All this is going on, and it's like they're formally gonna charge him with obstruction of justice, which means that you know what the fuck happened. You may not be the trigger man,
right?
But you probably were there or know who the trigger man and you hiding that motherfucker.
Right.
So what you need to do now, the cop is saying, we got a warrant. You can turn yourself in, make it easy on yourself, we're gonna come and get you.
Do it the easy way to do the hard way.
The choice is yours. Shout out to Boondocks.
Right.
So he's gonna have to drop a dime on whoever pulled the fucking trigger, or he going to jail for a long time. Now there's a court process, but any jury in their right mind with that kind of evidence right now. I mean, this is real. This ain't no hearsay. This is real evidence. You destroyed your cell phone. You destroyed the security camera. Your rented car and your name is a few feet from the body. Then you hooked the motherfucker in that car a few hours before the dude was shot in the back. On top of that, too, they hired a cleaning crew to clean the house up. Forgot about that. Let me tell you about that. He hired a cleaning crew. Molly Maids came through and swept the shit up.
Molly Maids, Eminem's. Yeah. So do you think he killed that motherfucker?
Here's what I think it is. He came up, you know, hard times. He like a real Latin King type of dude,
okay.
Right? Coming up.
Shout out to Latin Kings.
Yeah. He you know, he a rookie, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if he actually pulled the trigger because we don't have a gun yet.
Right.
We don't have the information. But obviously.
Go ahead.
Obviously, he knows who did it.
Yeah.
And was there.
What's the motive? Like,
he was dating. Here's the thing about, though. He's dating his baby mama's sister.
Right.
He's the boyfriend of baby mama's sister.
Right.
Right then and there, I feel drama right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, some drama.
Whenever you hear baby mama,
yeah.
Right then and there, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
and then
mama.
He dating the sister, you
yeah.
know, and maybe he didn't get along with the motherfucker,
yeah.
you know, I'm just like,
yeah.
man, this nigga got to go.
Yeah, take this nigga out. We
yeah,
got to go.
Yeah. I got the money to make this nigga disappear.
Yeah, man. Real talk.
But you ain't got that kind of money because we call to you that fast, motherfucker.
Right.
Please ain't slow.
Yeah.
Please watch the wire and learn those mistakes.
Yes.
So, people, I want you guys to actually listen to this. Let us know your thoughts on it. If you don't believe everything I said, just go ahead and Google it, and you can go to Forbes.com. It's on there.
Wow.
You can go to CNN. You can go to MSNBC.
ESPN.
Hey, if you don't like reading, just turn to the news stations. Hell, it's on Fox News.
That's crazy.
Fox News, all the motherfuckers. Outside the Lines had it on today, I believe, talking about yesterday and today. You know, Outside the Lines of ESPN, they go really dumb investigators and sports investigators. When they want a story,
they find a story. They go balls deep.
They find a story. Like the PED scandal, A-Rod's in it right now.
Yeah.
Outside the Lines is the one that broke that case.
Okay.
So, Aaron Hernandez, even though he got that new money, he a new nigga.
Yeah,
he
is.
I'm gonna say it. He a new Latino nigga with that new money, 16 million guaranteed.
He ain't rich. He ain't wealthy. Rich.
He rich.
Yeah.
You know, like Shaq said, I'm not the new wealthy.
Chris Rock said.
Yeah, Chris Rock said about Shaq. Yeah. Shaq's rich.
Yeah.
The nigga who cuts his
Shaq is wealthy. Exactly.
Robert Kraft is wealthy.
Exactly.
Robert Kraft's a billionaire who got his ring taken by Putin.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Hanging out Russian mobsters and shit like that.
Yeah. The shit taken.
But before we go, what do you think? I mean, like, I want one opinion before we go, let the people think about it. Hearing all this now, what do you think?
I think he shot him.
That's possible.
I think he did it, and niggas gonna fry.
So you think a new OJ shit?
Yeah, yeah. But he ain't gonna have a supportive.
No, this is more like him.
He ain't gonna have supportive blacks or Hispanics like OJ did.
Oh, no.
So,
he's too new. He's only been new for years.
Yeah, yeah. He ain't got the juice.
He ain't got the juice. He ain't got the fanfare. You know what I'm saying? But
it's a rap for him, though. It's a rap.
His only chance
is that guaranteed money?
16 guaranteed.
So you got that
12 up front. 12 guaranteed up front, another 4 guaranteed, but 5 years, $40 million.
And if you go to jail, you got that guaranteed?
Here you got the $12 million up front.
Okay.
But the other 4, you know, there's more rally costs.
Yeah.
And contracts.
Well, you got 12.
Yeah, he got 12.
So
he burnt through that, but you know he got the taxes, right?
Yeah.
Uncle Sam taxes the agent.
So how's he gonna afford this case?
Well, you know, he may depend on how he, you know, spends his money.
Yeah.
You know, because he did the salary, but that's guaranteed. Y'all had a salary.
Right.
Last 3 years too as well.
Right.
But when people say, yo, he got 12 million guaranteed, no, you got to think about it. His agent, his manager get like, depending on like 5 and 10% each.
Right.
Then you got Uncle Sam. Yeah. He probably came home with 4.8 after that 12 million.
Yeah.
That's all said and done.
Yeah.
And when you do that 4.8 million, you kicking it.
Yeah.
You gotta buy your mama a house.
Yeah.
Got a couple of bills you wanna pay.
You got them women on the side.
You got a baby. A baby mama. She got that cost. That's child support, nigga.
Yeah.
Unless the chick lives with you.
Right.
So you can avoid child support.
Right.
So bitches live here. I ain't cutting you a check.
You're still paying for the child and the
cheaper
chick. It's cheaper to keep her.
Yeah. But it's really fucked up when you think about it to let our fans know because how he's a player on the rise. And New England had, was the one who started this two tight end system with him and Gronkowski, right? So you know, you got Hernandez probably not going to be available, probably dealing with court or maybe jail time.
Mm-hmm.
Gronkowski has gone through 5 surgeries in the last like 7 months.
That's crazy.
So you invested all this money because Gronkowski got a nice extension too before then they signed him.
Right.
So you invested all this money to the tight ends and these guys may not be playing.
That's fucked up, man.
You know?
The sports implications as well as the nigga going to jail implications are very big.
It's
going to
be, and then what's coming out is going to be huge, though. Because you got a prolific player involved in a murder case.
Yeah. Can you do a Jump Off Fans a favor, Dave, and just keep us posted as to what happens?
Oh, of course.
Subsequent
I was texting y'all a minute of this week.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Keep the fans posted. So, good shit. Well, we hope you enjoy our latest and greatest episode of the Jump Off.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a great show. We only had 3 topics, but we've been balls deep.
It was interesting stuff that's happened. Like,
yeah.
Of course, you know, a game 7 in the NBA Finals, you don't see that.
Exactly.
You don't see it often.
And then Jay-Z's marketing genius.
Marketing, you know, I mean, before we go real fast, the marketing campaign, what Samsung is doing now is what Apple started, and it's going to, and I mentioned my Apple fan. Samsung is going to overtake Apple.
That's why I fucked with Samsung, Dave.
But it doesn't matter.
I'm waiting for you to abandon the iPhone.
No,
I'm waiting for you, man.
No, because I got a better product, though. I'm still going to rock with this. Just because you got a better commercial on me, shit. But people, I just want people just to look at
Samsung has cool people.
That's what I was going to say. Samsung is what they're doing, what Apple is doing. They're making these commercials saying, hey, look, we're cool. Our product is cool. The people we fuck with is cool. That's why you should rock with our product. Jay-Z's cool, ain't you people? Yeah, we love Jay-Z.
Hey,
he got an album you can get for free.
He got LeBron. They
you
got
know?
LeBron.
And
they should be like,
the LeBron
like,
campaign was genius.
Yeah, they should be
just
like.
Just showing him why. I mean, just the fact that how conscious of his hairline is. And he's shown going to a fucking barbershop on the phone watching shit. Like, they add a barber. I mean, just the whole everyday interactions. Like, yo, I'm hanging out with the kids, eating cereal, his baby. Well, she don't be. They've been married a few months, actually, so you can't call Savannah baby mama no more.
I have a new tagline for Samsung.
What's that?
Samsung. We only fuck with the real niggas. Yeah, I like that. I'll say it again. Samsung. We only fuck with the real niggas. You like the way that rolls off? Yeah.
Like I was saying.
Jay-Z, LeBron, you know what I'm saying.
Like I was saying.
That should be the next marketing campaign.
But people, when you watch the ads.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, right. When you watch the ads, just look at it. It just looks cool.
Yeah, it does. fucking cool.
And then the visual, when
fucking
you watch
all
it,
right, Rooney.
The production,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It just looks like,
yeah.
like, you're like, oh, this is hot.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's why I fucked with it. That's why I got the Samsung Galaxy S3 in my hand with the fucking OtterBox on it. I can drop this shit and not even break, nigga.
You know, I'm not going to go that way because you know what? Best Buy got a deal coming up. I can upgrade to a new iPhone right now and turn this in.
Whatever.
9-day campaign.
Whatever.
New iPhone 5.
Yeah, they don't fuck with the real niggas, though.
I am
real
niggas.
They fuck with that. That's the, you know.
I'm real.
That's
I'm
the
real.
Shit I don't like.
I know you to get. Niggas, you don't get no real niggas. You see what I'm dealing with here? The surgery,
yeah,
nigga?
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
Real niggas got scars, nigga.
Yeah,
real
niggas got slits on their knees.
We got scars and bullet holes and shit like that. What you got,
real nigga?
You ain't got shit with
your head. For the bomb now, nigga. We're going to get a lot of hopefully, we'll resume quickies, the normal quickies format next week. It's been a couple of weeks, so hopefully we can resume and get back to basics.
We should
like
be
that.
Doing that in a couple of days on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, yeah.
As long as you're available, man.
Yeah, I'm good. As of now, I'm good.
As of now.
Yeah, as of now, I'm good. I'll let y'all niggas know.
Yeah, Jeff might be getting fired again.
Shit, can't fire an owner.
Owner.
Until next time.
Hey, just like any company, you can get bought out. But in this situation, all we gotta do is just fuck you up. Like Tron said in Sexual Pedal Show. We do reserve the right to fuck you up.
Hilarious.
All right, I'm good.
We holler at y'all next week. Peace and love. Jump off.
Jump off.
Go, 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 go. And on the count of three. Go, 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 go. And on the count of three. Go, 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 go. On the count of three. Everybody run back to your.